Hello, everybody. How's it fucking going? Oh, wow. Okay, to say that a lot has happened is putting it wildly lightly. So there's that. But I also want y'all to know that I don't know if this is going to be a when Mark thinks about it kind of podcast. So nothing is going to be like super scheduled as of right now. But I am so happy to be back with y'all. I'm happy to be able to do the thing, you know? And I am very thankful that you're listening, if you are. So thanks for that. Yeah, it's been a wild time since the last time we talked. And today, April 16th, it's my birthday. And recently I've gotten into like tarot readings. So, and I was like in the middle of doing one and it is reading me for filth, y'all. So we're going to do it. We're going to do it together. It's going to be great. Let's cue the intro.
What should you do when you don't know where to start? You should listen to More with Mark, yeah.
Oh, wow. Wasn't that nostalgic to hear that? Now, I will also say that I'm thinking of like re-recording the intro just because, you know, people grow. People change and I want to, you know, do the thing. So anyway, so this is being done with a set of holographic tarot cards. They're really pretty. They're called Magic Seer Holographic Tarot. It's all the original drawings or artistic, whatever the fuck, renderings, illustration. That was what I was looking for. And they're all really, really pretty. And I really like them. So that's what we're doing them with. Okay. So sorry about the little audio situation that was just happening a second ago. I have no idea why it was, but we have fixed it. Okay. Anyway, these are really, really pretty. And I wish that you could see them, but you know, video podcasts will be another venture another time. Okay. So the spread that I have decided to do, I literally Googled birthdays tarot spreads and I found one via Biddy, spelled B-I-D-D-Y tarot. Shout out to Biddy and non-sponsored. Anyway, and they have this birthday tarot spread that has 12 cards in it. Okay. And a couple of things that you need to know, like, I guess for context and like if other holes need to be filled, LOL, then I will fill them as we go. Mark's the top. Okay. So we have the first 5 cards I've already turned over and bitch, they are coming for me. So the first question, there are 12 cards. So this is going to be a long one. I don't know how long the thing already is and you know, whatever. You came for a show. So here's a show. So I chose this spread. It's 12 cards. The first card says the previous year in summary. And the card that I got, also I do all of my cards facing upright because I was trying the whole like reversed meaning and stuff like that. And it's not like, oh my God, I didn't like what it was saying. It's not that. It's just like, it just kind of confused me for some of the readings and stuff. And I'm not outrageously experience just yet, so I'm still kind of getting used to it. And I'm using the website called Labyrinthos. So it's like Labyrinthos, like a labyrinth, you know, like the dark crystal, they went into a labyrinth, and then OS. So they have like card meanings all on it, so that's what I'm going off of. Anyway, so the first card that I pulled was the previous year in summary. Also, for anyone who cares, I pulled all the cards, just sat them face down so I didn't see them and like in the order that they needed to be put in. It's going left to right. The first row is 5 cards, the second row is 4, and the third row is 3. So we're starting off. Number 1 is top left for anyone keeping up. Anyway, so King of Wands is what I pulled. And the thing that I love about this website for Labyrinthos is the fact that it has, kind of a like it has like one of those like little quotes or whatever of like the meaning in the middle of the page. So sometimes it's like, this is what you basically need to get out of this. So I always jump to that. And if I need to read more into it, fine. So again, this is for the previous year in summary. The King of Wands, and it says the King of Wands is a natural born leader of people, and he is also extremely capable. Let's see. So just some little bits and bots about this card. King of Wands represents pure energy. Unlike the other wands cards in the deck, however, this particular one is not focused on pure creativity, which I found interesting because I was like, well, bitch, it's me. instead, this king is actually way more likely to take an idea and decisively implement it himself, which, bitch, I have. So, like, this is also going to be, let's catch up and do a tarot reading kind of anyway. So, I started a new job at a hospital, and the clinic that I work for, there's just a lot going on, and like the organizational tactics or practices that they were doing just weren't really great. So they had run their course. People were not, you know, abiding to them anyway. So we needed to switch it up and start something new. So I've done that, and I've created a couple of different workflow things in there, yada, yada, yada. So this is very much me at the moment. So the previous year in summary, the way that I would, like that's like the literal translation of it, but the way that I would interpret it for like my year is, you know, I've kind of taken the reins on other parts of my life that I currently hadn't. So any, you know, career stuff, I got a new agent, you know, just kind of taking more control over things I didn't feel like I had the autonomy, I guess I'll say, to take the reins on. So it feels like we're getting it together. It says, once the king sets for himself a certain aim or goal, he is going to conveniently stick to it in order to ensure that it becomes a reality. So I went through with shit, and I made sure that shit happened, and I did not stop until it did. And I know that's kind of obnoxious too, but like, it also, you know what I mean? Like, it's, yes, it's obnoxious in theory, but at the same time, we got to take care of ourselves. We got to do what we need to do, etc. Right? Okay, moving on. Card two. What have you learned from the past year? The card was the Seven of Wands. And the little quote says, the overall meaning of the Seven of Wands is to hold your ground no matter what is challenging your position. Now, this was also kind of how can I say this? There was another job that I worked at, another hospital that I worked at before working at the current one that I work at. And I really had to hold my ground for them during that position because the powers that be were abusing power. They were just acting very strangely, very micromanaging, just not really fostering a good environment for their workers. And I had to stick to my guns, and because they kept offering me, because I was doing a contracting kind of position, which, by the way, independent contractors at hospitals, it is a nightmare. I just want to be very clear about that. It is a nightmare to be one. So if you ever find out that you're talking to an independent contractor at a hospital, just give them a hug if they allow it. But like, whoa. Anyway, so I decided, you know, no, I'm not going to take this full-time position that you're offering me because this, this, and this. You know, like, I'm not going to compromise my, like, what I see as good leadership or a good workplace environment for what you're selling, you know? So it just wasn't it, and it was not a good environment, and yeah. And then there are other situations, like with some shows that happened locally where fat suits were used and all that different stuff, trying to make sure, like, girl, we're not doing that. 2024, we're not doing that. So anyway, so the way that I have interpreted that for my life, saying the overall meaning of Seven of Wands is to hold your ground no matter what is challenging your position. And it says, what have you learned from the past year? I mean, that's pretty much It's self-explanatory. I learned to hold my ground, and I learned to not take shit from nobody. Ooh, I also am drinking a Trenta, the mango dragon fruit thingamajig with lemonade from Starbucks. Because it's my birthday and I got a free drink. So did that anyway. Because also the last couple of years, I have completely forgotten about it. Like just it went right by. Did not go to Starbucks. And then I went to Starbucks on the 17th and had to buy something anyway. So card number three. So far previous year in summary, King of Wands. We are I'm natural born leader, very capable of doing stuff, etc. Right? What have I learned in the past year to stand my ground, not take shit? You know what I mean? And yeah, doing that. Okay, cool. So number three, what you aspire to in the next 12 months. And this card was the Nine of Pentacles. Let's see. It says Nine of Pentacles conveys not only joy, but also the feeling of security and freedom that material wealth can bring. Let's see. The Nine of Pentacles. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Looking back, you can now celebrate the difficulties, the struggles, and the hard work that lined your path. Your previous challenges gave you the wider perspective that you needed to understand the spiritual value of your success. Knowing how difficult it was to get here, you intend to enjoy every single day that is given to you. So, yeah, girl. There's definitely been some harder times. I think being transparent about money and money problems is very important because I know that a lot of people are going through them and they're just not talking about them due to shame or embarrassment or possibility of either of those happening. And you know, like, life is hard. I had my gas turned off, internet is now going through a whole thing. I am struggling paying my car off, you know, my rent, my rent went up almost $300. What is happening? So it's, you know, there's a lot of money stuff going on, and that brings me so much anxiety. Financial problems. Ooh, there is nothing more and I don't know that I'm necessarily unique in that, but the button that it presses is just extreme worry, concern, anger. It's everything. So let's see. This one was for what you aspire to in the next 12 months. Seven of Wands. Nope, sorry, Mark. Keep up. Nine of Pentacles for what empowers you in reaching your aspirations. Jesus, I'm so sorry, y'all. I'm a little squirrely. It's, you know, here we are. What empowers you in reaching your position. So we are... what's empowering me and what's making me able to move forward with my dreams and goals is the fact that I already been through some shit. Okay. And I know that I can get through that. I know I can get through some other stuff, you know? So that's a whole nother thing. And also, fun fact, I have had so many little moments with the universe where I all of a sudden I'm like, wait, I should be in New York. Wait, I should move. Wait, I should be doing this. Wait, I should be doing that. And it's only getting stronger as, you know, time goes on. So anyway, I guess stay tuned. Nothing's happening, but stay tuned. Okay. What may stand in the way of reaching your aspirations? And this is the Two of Cups. What may stand in the way of your aspirations? The quote says, a strong pair is indicated here. The joy of two becoming one. Oh, God. Okay. It says to see the Two of Cups as an indication of a partnership that is built on the union of forces, a strong connection, and a balanced and equal partnership. The Exchange of Cups suggests that each party's emotions are intertwined with the others, and each participant's feelings have found profound effects on the other. Yeah. Oh, wowie, wowie, wowie. So... let's see. So for the love, meaning it's a starting a relationship, mutually beneficial relationship, working together as a team. So this is the thing that is apparently standing in the way of me reaching my goals of being able to move on and do whatever. So in other words, I'm holding out for a boy. You know what I mean? That's what it says to me. And recently I got to without spilling too much tea, because I honestly don't know if they're going to listen to this, but like I got to meet someone after a very long time of never having met, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. And the feelings that I had were very strong and some, I mean, you know, anyway, so take from that what you will. I'm a little schoolgirl at the moment, so here we are, feeling very wow about that. And it's stressful, because like, I'm stressful is the wrong word, it's just like I want to get that ball rolling, you know what I mean? I want that to keep, I only want to keep building on it, but it's already taken so long to build anything. Oh god. So it's just, there's a lot to it, and anyway, so what may stand in the way of reaching your aspirations? Waiting on a boy, trying to figure out a love thing before moving on. Jesus. Let's see. Was that? No, wait. What? Sorry. What empowers you in reaching your aspirations? This next thing is going to be what stands in the way of reaching your aspirations. I'm so sorry also that I'm like super squirrely, and like, I don't need to be sorry, but like, I'm all over the place. I literally can't even talk. So here we go. What is this again? Sorry, I keep flipping back and forth between pages. Okay. What may stand in the way of reaching your aspirations? I got the Three of Wands. The Three of Wands hints that you are creating a stable foundation for yourself. And I was, oh Jesus. This literally says, the last Three of Wands meaning is that of travel in search of what you are seeking. There is a sense of leaving home, a voyage that must be undertaken. Great things do not happen to those that simply wait for them. You must expand. For most readings, this shows that you may travel to a new land over the water, that you may find an opportunity during your travels. Holy fuck. So the fact that I don't want to like be here in the city where I'm currently living in St. Louis, and just over the water. I mean, there's, you know, there's water between me and New York. There's water between me and LA, you know, like in Chicago even, Jesus. But I just have to like, as the kids say, touch grass, you know, like you gotta go out and I cannot believe I just said that. You gotta go out and you gotta like figure it out and just go do the thing. So the thing that's standing in the way, oh God, of these aspirations. Anyway, what may stand in the way of you reaching your aspirations? Well, thank you so much for asking, tarot reading spread thing. The thing that's standing in the way is the fact that I need to not be in St. Louis. Oh my God. Whoa, y'all. Love hurts. Oh God. It's wild. Also, fun fact, because I'm not sure when you're going to be listening to this, but last week was also the eclipse. Jesus, God save me. So the universe was like, hello, my name is every emotion. Okay. So, all right. Now, okay, so that was the first row of cards. So sticking 1 through 5. Now we're going into 6, 7, 8, 9. And these are ones I had only gone through rows or cards 1 through 5. And I was like, fuck, I need to record this because this is going to be some good shit. So now we're starting card 6. We are going to be discovering these things together as we go through. This is the mark as being vulnerable on the pod. Okay. All right. So number 6 is your relationships and emotions. Fuck me. In the coming year. All right. What card do we got? Queen of Cups. Holy shit. So for those of you that might not be, you know, familiar with tarot and such, whatever. And I'm reading this from the page because also same, but like, you know, I've been doing some personal readings, trying to interpret them. So like I'm catching on, especially with the help of some friends, but it says the suit of cups rules over all that is associated with emotions, the unconscious, creativity, and intuition. So the fact that literally the question says, or the prompt says, your relationships and emotions in the coming year, and I get like one of the big kahunas of this suit. It's just hilarious to me. Fuck. Okay, Queen of Cups, what do you got for me? Let's see. So our little quote, our go-to, what we can read real quick. The Queen of Cups can also represent the trusted inner voice you have within you. Oh, that's so sweet. What does it say? Your relationships and emotions in the coming year. Okay, great. So, okay, the Queen of Cups can also reflect your relationships with other people. LOL. You may be the emotionally strong rock that serves as an anchor for someone else. My fucking life story. You may be here to help teach and support others using your intuition instead of logic. Okay. The Queen of Cups normally thinks with her heart instead of her mind. And her name is Mark Saunders. She can lack rationality and common sense. But she can also be intuitive, dreamy, and almost psychic at times. Wow. The Queen of Cups could be the answer to your problems when a logical approach is not working. That last word was working. Okay, what does this mean for love? Because it said relationships and emotions. Caring and supportive nature brings suitors, deepening existing relationships.
Interesting.
So, fuck. So, what does this mean for my relationships and shit in the coming year? Nothing's changing. That's what that means. Like, I am, like, that's exactly what I do all the time, every single day. Are you kidding me? And almost psychic at times, bitch. Now listen, I don't turn the podcast off. Listen to me. I am psychic. listen, don't turn it off. So I have dreams like this, and I really like don't talk about this a lot. Like I don't believe that I'm like truly psychic. I can't be like that's a raven and like look off into the distance and see shit. My ability comes from my dreams, like literally, and it will be small things, it will be whatever, but like it's reaffirming things. That's really where my ability comes in. So when I dream about a situation, or I see something that's going to happen or whatever, or like I'm in a situation that I don't know if it'll happen or not. Like there are some dreams I have because I also dream in color. So LOL, that's also a fun thing. But so I dream in color and like everything is very vivid. Like it's 4D. I mean, like I am in the dream. It is wild. So like sometimes I remember this dream that I had as a kid, like there were witches in my basement. Jesus, why? And I went down my stairs, all of a sudden it turns into a slide and I go around and around and around and around and around, around the cauldron, never in the cauldron. And like the witches are cackling, schmackling, blah, blah, blah. And then I wake up. I don't know what that means. I have no idea. But sometimes, literally, it happened the other fucking day. I'm not going to be able to remember. But I was at a location just sitting there thinking about something and remember thinking to myself, Mark, like the hard decision that you had to make, LOL with this reading anyway, but the hard decision you had to make is worth it and you're fine. Thank God we already made that hard decision. I remember thinking that. And it all just like lines up randomly. I mean, it's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. Anyway, so the fact that even though I lack rationality and common sense sometimes, I can also be intuitive, dreamy, and almost psychic at times, bitch. And I see some shit happening. Oh, God. Okay. Anyway. So, and also, because the universe has to be a funny, funny lady, y'all, I have so many things to say. I have so many words. The thing that is happening right now is that the person I was just talking about is texting me. Oh my God. Okay. Anyway, so your relationships and emotions in the coming year, stay the same, girl. Never change. Okay, cool. Now your career, work, and finances. This should be interesting. Let's see what that is. It's going to be like Queen of Money. Like literally that's how these cards are to me sometimes. Oh, of course. So this is also Major Arcana that I just pulled. This is the first Major Arcana card that I pulled. Okay. Because normally, like, in some of the readings, it goes one of two ways for me. It's either, they, like, every single card is Arcana, meaning, like, these are the cards that, like, make decisions for everything, basically. Or, like, I get, like, one, you know? And this is the first one of the reading, and it's card number 7. So that's funny. Okay. And 3 + 4 = 7. And I just turned 34. Anyway, you know, just pay attention, y'all. Okay. So the card that I pulled of the Major Arcana to answer which question again? Your career, work, and finances. I pulled the Devil. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, the Devil. Jesus. Okay. Oh, God. Let's see what this says. Addiction to substances or material pleasures can also be the reason for your feelings of powerlessness and entrapment. What does that mean? Fuck. In situations such as these, you may feel as though you are a slave, unable to control your impulses or willpower to direct yourself towards something other than the satisfaction of these desires. This one is not super duper coming across to me. Getting the Devil card in your reading shows that you have feelings of entrapment, emptiness, and lack of fulfillment in your life. Aww. It might also mean that you are a slave to materialism and opulence, and no matter how hard you try, you just can't seem to shake off the feeling of wanting to indulge in a luxurious living. Now, that is correct. That is correct. AKA, I spend too much money. That's what's happening. Jesus, literally, your career, work, and finances. Just throw me off of a deck. Okay. You might be aware that this kind of lifestyle is leading you down the rabbit hole, lol. But you have that feeling of not having any form of control over your actions or urges. This is actually true. And yes, that is completely true. 100%. Did I buy 2 pairs of shoes for a photo shoot that I'm going to do and try to return the shoes and probably won't be able to return them because they'll be past the return time? Yes. And am I going to regret that? Sure. Are we going to keep moving on? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we are. So let's see. Upgrade career meaning feeling trapped in job, blaming colleagues, self-sabotage. Financial meanings, bad financial habits. Bitch, this is me. This is me. No, it's 1,000,000% me. Yeah. Aw, Mark. So your career, work, and finances. Shit. Still gonna have trouble. And you know what? Slay. Because again, we need to remember that card that we had earlier that was like, you got through the hard times and you can get through this. And it's like, you're still gonna have those hard times. That's exactly what's happening. Okay. So now card number 8, your health and well-being. Now the other part of this is of what's happening is that with this job that I have now, I actually have real people insurance. Whoa. So I now have a primary care physician that I am seeing who I love. He is so sweet, so funny, and also very dry, direct, straight to the point, which I'm obsessed with, and so great. Anyway, what is happening? So I have been struggling with, you know, weight stuff, and also working at a hospital, they have a full cafeteria, so I get 2 square meals a day, baby, and I can also pay for it with my card, my badge, and it takes it out of my paycheck. So I literally never see the money. So I'm getting lunch for free. That's also why I'm having bad financial problems. Anyway, but so I am struggling with weight stuff. I've gained weight since I worked at the hospital, started working at the hospital because, you know, I'm eating this food that isn't also very healthy. It's not healthy food in that cafeteria, I will say. Anyway, so for your health and well-being, what is the card that I got? let's see, the Seven of Pentacles. Let's see, Seven of Pentacles. Let's see what we got. Seven of Pentacles. Also, just for a little bit more education, the Pentacles, I'm reading this from the website, is the suit of all things worldly and material. Great. It's associated with security, stability, nature, health, and prosperity. Do you understand? These cards read me to filth. They drag me down the rabbit hole. Okay. Holy Moses. It is wild. Okay, but I love them so much. All right. Seven of Pentacles. Here we go. 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 Okay. It reaffirms you of your long-term vision and helps to show that you are not confined to seeing results in the short term only. These cards are dragging me because I want my weight to leave my body while I'm sleeping. Like, I want to wake up 80 pounds soaking wet. That's what I want. That's what I want. It's not going to happen that way, but that's what I want. So your health and well-being for the next year, it reaffirms you of your long-term vision. Aw, of me being Mary-Kate Ashley. Mary-Kate Ashley, Mary-Kate Olsen. And helps to show that you are not confined to seeing results in the short term only. Okay. Okay. So that also means, like, hey, girl, that weight didn't come off when you wanted it to come off. That's okay. It'll come off. Maybe just not now. It'll come off later. Slay. Love that idea. Oh, we're back. It's going to be a good year. Okay. All right. Your spiritual journey and inner fulfillment. Card nine. Let's see. And we are just looking at all the things. Okay. This is the Six of Swords, ladies and gentlemen. They's and them's. Let's see. Six of Swords. Six of Swords. What? Hold on. Everybody just relax. Okay, because the other thing about this lovely Labyrinthos website is that it also kind of gives like a little glimpse of like a couple of like keywords for whichever way the card is oriented when you pick it up. So either upright or reversed, meaning upside down. And the keywords, the buzzwords for this one are transition, leaving behind, and moving on. So this is going to be interesting for your spiritual journey and inner fulfillment. Okay, what's the quote? Despite your sadness, you need to remember that moving on is the ideal option for your future. Oh, God. Come on. Fuck me. Ugh. Seriously? Fuck off. God damn it. Ugh. God. I'll read it again. Despite your sadness, you need to remember that moving on is the ideal option for your future. I can't even deal. This is wild. The Six of Swords shows the sadness that you may be feeling, but you have to remember that the pain will not last. So you should look instead to the future for strength. Aw. This is such a beautiful card. That's wild. Yeah. That's... The cards are reading me, girls. The cards are hitching me to the wagon and pulling me through the mud. So... Oh, God. So one thing I want to be very clear about with how I shuffled and separated the deck. I'm not like, you know, like game card game players that like can fold them in between their hands and then create like the little bridge or rainbow or whatever they call it to like shuffle them that way. I don't do that for two reasons. One, because I can't. Two, because the cards can then get turned upside down, etc., blah blah blah, and that's not what I want. So I'm just like shuffling them kind of like my left hand is just laying out flat like you're gonna receive something from somebody, and my right hand is just like bouncing up and down. This is not the audio. I heard it when I said it. I'm moving them in a upward and downward motion. It's not going any better. Anyway, just shuffling the cards that way. And I am a talker, as you can see. So I am speaking my intention into the cards before pulling them, you know, all this stuff. I'm trying to like make sure that like it is a clear, concise reading where no stone is left unturned, because the only person I would be lying to is myself, and I want to know these answers, right? So you shuffle them a fuck ton of times, keep puking going, da 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 da. Put them on the table. I did cut them in half, just about. It was like a little more like 60-40 kind of, you know. And then put the one side on the top of the other, and then I put them all face down and started flipping them. Like I said, I got to card five right before I started recording this. So none of this is quote unquote pre-selected. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not like, oh good, yeah, oh, I got this card. Like, it's not that. It's literally just dealt the cards and the universe decided that this is what I needed to hear. Anyway, it's just wild. So this says, for upright love meaning, moving on from relationship, reconciling after fight. Okay, well, I'm not in a relationship, so check. Upright career meaning, leaving stressful workplace, moving to new role. Upright finances meaning, finding material stability again, learned lessons. Wow. This is wild. Now, this card to me immediately is like, girl, yes, you're going to be sad, like leaving family behind. You're going to be sad that you won't have more moments with your mother easily. Like, you'll have to fly home and all that shit for it. But you can go. And I literally had a conversation with my mom earlier. I was like, Mom, I'm just like really feeling, you know, the pull to New York more than ever, truly. And one thing she said to me, she was like, Mark, if you can afford it, you know, I'm sorry, I have to adjust my watch. She was like, Mark, if you can afford it, you know, if you can make it happen, go. Just know that I'm not going to be able to bring you back. Meaning, like, we're all struggling financially, so she's not going to be able to, you know, pull me out of the water kind of thing. So I don't know. It's interesting. It's just interesting having these, you know, decisions to make. And having to be the one to make them, because if I do not make them, no one else can or will. You know what I mean? So that's okay. It's, you know, that moment like when you finally start to experience the thing that you listened to about on Oprah when you were like 13, and all of a sudden now it's like, holy fuck, I am that person. Like, I am the person who needed to make these decisions, and Oprah was screaming at them to make the decision. I am Jan LeVanZant. I couldn't receive it. Anyway. Okay. Well, all right. So now, holy fuck. This is a good spread. I love this spread. It's very, very good. It's very, very good. And then also it has like explanations of, you know, whatever. So of the cards that you're picking. So card 6 to 9, which is what we just did, these focus on the key areas of your life and what you expect and what you can expect in each. You don't have to stick to these areas. Think about what your main priorities are at this moment and draw a card for each. They recommend limiting it to 6 priorities to keep your reading focused. Look out for major arcana cards that show where the bulk of the energy will be. Okay. Which that was number 7 for me. Your career, work, and finances. Interesting. Okay. Great. So now we are on to cards. Whew. Everybody, let's just take a breath. Great. Really happy to have centered with y'all. Okay. Again, thank you so much for listening. You guys are great. You folks are amazing. And I am very thankful for you. So just as a reminder, that last card, the six of swords, about despite your sadness, you need to remember that moving on is the ideal option for your future, was for your spiritual energy and inner fulfillment. So that's what's happening for me. Okay, now we're at the last 3 cards. Wow, this went by so fast. Okay, what you need to focus on for the year ahead. All right, great. So while I was shuffling the deck, you know, I didn't necessarily make claims of goals that I had for like career stuff, if that makes sense. Because obviously I'm going to be on Broadway. Obviously I want to do like all of these crazy things. I want to do concerts across the country, across the world. I want to do my cabaret in all these different places. Yada, yada, yada. But I also want to be, you know, fucking married. Like, I want to, like, find somebody to be with. And married doesn't, I guess, whatever it means for us. You know what I mean? If that means a ceremony, if that means, like, we just know that we're committed to each other, we'll figure it out. But, like, at the same time, like, I really want to be with somebody for long term. I really want that. So, anyway. Okay, so what you need to focus on the most for the year ahead. Here we go. Okay. We got five of swords. We just had six of swords. Also, that's funny. Don't have to go very far to find this card. Okay. The buzzwords are unbridled ambition, win at all costs, and sneakiness. Ooh, not me being sneaky. Okay. What this literally says, what is important to you? Mutual progress or winning? Bitch. Okay. Well, all right. Everyone relax. God. Jeez. So dramatic. Okay. Yeah. Future Mark here. Hello. I had to clear my throat. So I paused the recording and then I apparently never pressed record again. So I went through all of these cards without you. What a time. But we're not far from the end. So we were on the Five of Swords. What is important to you? Mutual progress or winning? So after reading through this, it says this card represents ambition in a way that is rather negative. Too much ambition without actual regard to the consequences or the people that you affect is never something good. So, like, don't be a dick. I mean, basically, that's what I'm getting from the card. So what do I need to focus on most for the year ahead? Don't be a dick. Yeah. Because I had a little situation at work the other day. And I think that this card could be applied to them. But that's me being a dick. Anyway, so moving on. Okay. So card 11. What will be your most important lesson in the coming year? And I pulled the Eight of Cups. All of the cups. Let's see. So it says you are coming to a realization. Oh, God. Excuse me. I'm so sorry. You are coming to a realization that you must step away from what is familiar, which is bananas to me. Because the one thing that I've consistently talked about with all of this is fucking moving. Like, I need to not sit here and be able to go, oh yeah, so like when I leave my apartment, I make a right and make a left and then go all the way down the road and then I make a right again and make a left and then you get on the highway and go to the I know like where this fucking place is. It's about 10 doors down from this one and I know blah 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 blah. I need to step away from that. I cannot be in a familiar place anymore because I am bored and I'm over it. So I need to move on, baby. I have got to move on. We'll see if I can actually do it, but I need to not be here anymore. I need to not be in St. Louis. Okay, and then the final card that we pulled. Overall, where are you headed in the next 12 months? And this was just funny because I pulled this card before. It was another Arcana card, LOL. It's just so funny because, like, after this last card that I just pulled that said you were coming to a realization that you must step away from what is familiar, the Hierophant is what I pulled because this is the dichotomy that I live with on a daily basis. Every single day of my life is like, oh, so you need to be like an exotic dancer who is pulling off their clothes in the most meticulous way ever, but still not exposing anything to... like, you need to be an altar boy. Like, it is literally just conflicting. So the Hierophant says that it's better for you to follow social structures which are established and have their own traditions. Girl! It says, you might be involved in certain ceremonies, rituals, or other religious trappings, for instance. When it comes to tarot readings, this particular card is most commonly representative of institutions as well as their core values. This is a sign that shows that you need to conform to the already existing set of rules and situations, which are fixed already. So this says, let's see, for career, it says success in work groups, education, teamwork, and mentor. For finances, it says keeping your money safe, traditional financial institutions. So it's not, I guess, like as big of a picture. Or like, not like, don't say anything when something, like when you don't agree with something, you know what I mean? But like, especially for the money thing, like go to a place that you trust and a place that has shown historically that they take care of shit, you know, or that they help you with X, Y, and Z. Yeah. It's just so funny that I got that. It also suggests that you want to stay with certain conventional bounds of what could be considered an orthodox approach. And now that I'm reading that, because I didn't read it before, it says, so instead of being innovative, you will be adapting to certain beliefs and systems which are already put in place and are existing. Oh, that actually makes a lot more sense. You got to come back around a second time, y'all. Just reread what you read. So anyway, so it also suggests that you want to stay within certain conventional bounds of what could be considered an orthodox approach. So here's the deal. When I find the person I want to be with, I know that I will want to have some, I don't want to say boundaries, but like some practices that are a little more traditional, which is not to say, you know, that I'm going to be annoying about it, you know what I mean, but just like, yeah, I would like to do this, I would like to do that, da, 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 da. And I just want to stick it to the man, lol, but I want to like go forward with the relationship and see what happens there in a specific way. Now also, I, as my reading has told me, I gotta go with the flow, and I gotta stand up for what I want, but at the same time, like, don't be a dick, right? We gotta work on it together. So there's that. Now, I went through this whole diatribe about how I did not love the Hierophant card, and how I literally had this this intuition or instinct to pull another card after I got finished dealing the deck or dealing the spread. You know how like when parents or, you know, family members give like other people in their life like a smooch for each birthday, or you know, like you're now 8 years old, here are 8 kisses, you know, blah 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 blah, and then they go, and one to grow on, mwah, or you know, like a little pat on the butt, and one to grow on. So I kind of had that same intuition and instinct with this spread. So I went ahead and pulled the next card. I did not reshuffle. I did not alter the tarot gods in any way, shape, or form. And I pulled the next card. The next card that I got was another major arcana, which, hilarious. And it is the strength card, beach. So it's this woman with like a big old lion, and she is just loving on this lion. It's really an adorable card. And it says, your resilience will greatly aid you, and your fearlessness means that you should have no issue speaking your mind. And I really obviously resonate with that, because that's what I do every single fucking day. And I love it. Others don't, but I do. So it's my birthday and I'll speak if I want to. God, it looks so like rainy outside. It was beautiful earlier, and now I guess we're gonna get some rain. Oh well. So that is the reading, y'all. That is her. That's the year ahead. We got some shit to go through, and I'm gonna have to re-listen back to some of this, because truly I'm gonna be confused about what even I read, because life is hard, you know. So anyway, but I really appreciate you all, you know, sticking around and coming back for another goofy poofy episode of More with Mark. Do I have plans to record more? Yeah. Is it going to happen like in a reasonable time? No. So, and that's okay because, you know, we're all busy. We're all doing stuff, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. I could say that about 8 different ways and it feels like I'm saying it a different way each time, but I'm saying the same thing. So anyway, I will just leave you with this. Get a tarot reading. Because I love a tarot reading. Tarot cards, they really read a bitch. Okay, if you are intentional about what you are doing with the cards, if you take the time to really put your energy in the cards and to really make the thing happen. You know what I mean? And don't have asset because it's only going to give as much as you want to give. It's going to give you what you give it. And if you're giving it like goofy poofy, oh my God, like don't do that. It's a real thing. This can absolutely, you know, tell you what's going on if you allow it to. So anyway, I love you all so very much. I hope that you have a great day. And I have a rehearsal later for the symphony. It's a whole thing. I took the day off from work and we're just living our life. So anyway, I hope that you all are doing so well and hopefully I will chat with y'all soon. Okay, love you so very much. Okay, goodbye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of More with Mark. To get more with Mark, come visit our Instagram at More with Mark. And this would actually be the space that I would talk about a wonderful sponsor for the episode. So if you are interested in sponsoring this podcast, please reach out. Let's do it. I'm down. And I could not do this if I did not have you, our wonderful listeners, listening in. So thank you so much for listening to this podcast. And I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of More with Mark. Bye.